Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quiero contarle, mi hermano, un pedacito de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero. Y dice así.
Oh, this is an Eve song.
Is it?
This is old, right?
Yeah. Well, if you think this is a great musical performance, I'm going to share with everybody right now some Friday fun with some musical performances and a corner kick for USA. Oh, very close. Second half is underway. USA, as Solana just mentioned in the update, USA leading France 1-0. One of the things that we love on this show is the take me out to the ball games at Wrigley Field.
Yes.
We have had a delightful run, starting with Ozzy Osbourne and then, you know, going to Ditka and Pippen, Gloria Estefan we discovered recently, which was sexy as hell.
So me and my wife, we play that at night.
So I don't know how it became what it became on our show, but it's become a tradition. Spring training opens, we fire off some take me out to the ball games. Baseball season opens, we fire off some, you know, all-star game. We won't be around probably, I think. Is the all-star game in a couple of weeks? Is it while we're gone?
Yeah, I think it's while you're gone.
While we're on vacation. But when we get an opportunity, we like to play them. Well, yesterday at Wrigley Field in Chicago, they had one of the biggest celebrities they've ever had singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I beg to differ.
Oh, stop it. The name and facial recognition of this performer is going to be, you're telling me.
You know what? You might have a point now that I rethink it.
Would you agree?
The name recognition is bigger than Ozzy Osbourne.
Right?
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
And Gloria Estefan, I would submit to you, yes.
Yeah.
And Mike Ditka, for sure. This is the most famous.
But those are humans. This is an individual.
This is the most famous individual, I believe. Now, they did have Will Ferrell, right? Very popular.
Well, not more popular than this thing.
It's Cookie Monster. Well, he's more famous. I mean, he's had longevity. When did Sesame Street start? In the 70s?
But I had to think about it too when you said it. Worldwide.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think you could.
Cookie Monster.
I don't think you could go to a country on the planet that doesn't recognize Cookie Monster.
And don't you have to translate it? Just say it in English.
Yes.
Cookie Monster.
Yes.
Cookie?
Yeah. And everybody loves cookies.
Everybody?
Everybody loves cookies.
Even the countries with little people?
Yeah, I think so.
They're all cookies, huh?
Who doesn't like a cookie?
Diabetic.
Well, sugar-free cookie.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm sure Sesame Street has a sugar-free cookie monster, and they've got everything else now.
The world where it's going, Cookie Monster has to be skinny now.
There's got to be, yeah, like he's got to, you know, he enjoys cookies, but he also enjoys carrots and an Impossible Burger every now and then.
I'll tell you, a ginger snap will make you skinny. Have you ever eaten ginger snaps?
I hate ginger snaps.
That's the cookie for skinny
people. But that's not a cookie, is it?
I think it's a cookie.
A ginger snap is considered a cookie because that's awful.
It's terrible. And that's what my grandma used to buy ginger snaps all the time.
Oh, really?
Because slide them to me like rations. I was like,
The only time I've had ginger snaps, when my wife was pregnant and she had morning sickness, people would say, oh, eat a couple ginger snaps. So there were some in the house. And I tried one. I go, this is like someone's buying this?
It's been around for years.
Like, yeah, ginger snaps have been around for years. You ever had a ginger snap, Solana?
Nope.
And don't try it. Oh, my goodness.
So here we go at Wrigley Field. There's nothing really remarkable about this performance other than it's Cookie Monster. Go ahead, fire that off.
Hello, Cub fans.
excellent opening line. Yeah. Good opening line.
Let me hear you, Gary. On one, on two, on three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Me again and me ever get back for this fruit. Root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes you out and the old ball game. Let's get some cookies.
You remember, I think, who is it? Let's get some runs, they always yell. He's let's get some cookies. It's just tremendous, but it gives us the opportunity to play some of the other ones, which are really my favorite thing on this show, I believe. And the me don't care if me ever come back is a brilliant line.
That's so silly.
I love it.
What is it? Conjugate your.
That's one of his weak points. He's very good at eating cookies. Very bad at conjugating?
Me.
I don't think that's conjugating. I don't know what it is. But...
No, it's not conjugating.
Is it a prepositional pronoun? Prepositional pronoun?
You mean a prepositional pronoun?
Whatever. I was thinking more of prepositional, which is very European. I think prepositional. I think you're correct. Prepositional pronoun.
I don't know.
France is on the attack here.
Nothing. Verb conjugations.
Yeah, but it's not a verb.
It's a noun.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a pronoun.
Oh, it's a pronoun. Well,
yeah.
Me and I.
Yeah, that's a pronoun.
It's possessive.
Is it?
Don't.
Anyway, here are some of the favorite take me out to the ball game performances just to have a little fun on this Friday before we head out for our summer vacations. Ozzy Osbourne, he did not know the lyrics. He didn't care. He didn't. He didn't know where he was. He was Ozzy Osbourne here.
Can I taste whatever you're drinking, Ozzy?
Here he is. Take me out to the ball game.
All right, Chicago. I want to hear a real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three, and let's go out to the ball game. Let's go out to the river. Take me anywhere, bring us into. I don't remember what I have to do. And I've run out of the you're out at the ball game.
Yeah. Just a tremendous performance for many reasons.
Yeah, let's get some runs.
Let's get some cookies. That is just tremendous. Never gets old for me because it's so, you know, he's really working the crowd. He's a rock performer. Here we go. Are you feeling it? And then they fire up the music and he's... From the first note, he's got no idea and only catches up with two.
At the end.
There's one. He doesn't have that. But then he picks up two, three strikes. You're right. Got all the way through the whole song. Got to two, picked it back up.
Mumble it.
Professional.
Get him, Ozzy.
Here is what I believe to be an inebriated Scottie Pippen. Now, I'm just alleging that. I don't know, but it seems to me.
I'm with you.
Like he went there with great intentions, had a couple too many at the ballpark. Seventh inning, you know, long time get to the seventh inning stretch.
Heck yeah.
There's a lot of runs. I mean, it could be several hours. Scottie Pippen's been known before to enjoy a drink or two.
Mm-hmm.
Gets out there. He's got that booming voice. He's a Chicago legend. Multiple championships with the Bulls.
Should have practiced some more on this national.
He thought he was going to kill it. Here's how it came out for Scottie Pippen.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball. I don't care if I'm.
Why is Wyatt?
No. Takes her out at the ball game. Let's go, Cubbies!
Yeah, not exactly on point, but you got the idea.
He needed Michael to carry him, didn't he?
And then the final one, which we enjoy so much. I like to paint the picture here, which I don't even know if it's... Actually, I want to play Gloria Estefan, too. I want to play Ditka, though. My take on this one...
You're 100% right.
But it's a total guess. We don't know. My guess is that Mike Ditka's sitting in a suite all game. He's been told, yes, you can invite your friends. So he's got, 20 friends, and they're drinking whiskey and they're smoking cigars, even though they're not supposed to be at Wrigley Field. And they're he's Chicago, so he can do whatever he wants. And they keep reminding him, you're going to have to go sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame in the seventh inning. Yeah, kid, I got it. There's some intern that's in charge of getting Ditka to the press box by the seventh inning stretch in order to sing. You only got like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Like, it's just in between innings. There's nothing anything special. So my take is Ditka's been drinking. He's having fun with his friends. The intern is there at the sixth inning. Mr. Ditka, let's go. I'm fine. Let's go. Finally, it's really towards the end of the top half of the seventh, and he's just like, Coach, if we don't go, we're going to miss it. And we've got to. And finally he said, fine, let's go. Get me to the press box. You got to go now. And so now I think Mike Ditka just wants to punish this guy. Okay, we got to go so fast or whatever. I'm just going to rip through this Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and I'm going to get back to my suite where I wanted to be in the first place. And so here's how it comes out.
A one and a two and a three. Take me out to the ball game. I don't care if I ever get back. I will vote up for the whole team. If they don't win, it's a shame. One, two, three, smash it out of the old ball game.
He had to get out of there.
He was gone.
And I picture him throwing the microphone down and looking at some young, hapless kid and just going, you happy now?
Exactly.
Right? You happy?
I walk myself back.
Which way? Which way to my suite?
You're 100% right.
Now, here's what I think the sexiest version. If I had told you before we heard this, if there was any way to make Take Me Out to the Ball Game sexy.
You're lying.
It was like Fergie trying to make the national anthem sexy at that All-Star game.
You can't do it.
Couldn't do it. It was ridiculous. It was laugh out loud funny. Gloria Estefan, I don't even think she's trying to make it sexy.
Oh, no.
I just think she exudes sexiness.
She orders pizza over the phone.
You're right.
Sexy.
You're exactly right. Listen to Gloria Estefan's version.
Can we go to break afterwards? Because I need to go to the bathroom.
Hell yeah, I'll meet you down there.
What?
No. Here is Gloria Estefan at Wrigley Field. And if the Marlins don't invite her to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame at Marlins Park, they are doing it wrong. Listen to this version.
All right, fans,
even that
let me
is
hear you.
Smooth.
I picked a great night for a Cubs game. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Out of the all.
got the voice of an angel.
I could whoop Emilio.
She has the voice of an angel. Emilio's got some juice down here, though. So
I could whoop him,
just telling you, be careful.
Better not be by himself.
Emilio's, he ain't going to be by himself. Oh, God, That's my point.
If I catch him in the South Beach bathroom, let him know how I feel about things.
Man, she has got the voice of an angel.
It is. That's amazing.
It's unbelievable. All right. USA leading France 1-0 in the 60th minute. France has been on the attack a little bit more this second half, Solana.
They've had some more chances, but the U.S. still pressuring up top, so it's still an excellent game.
Yeah, it's been been fun to watch so far. Very early goal by Team USA, if you're just joining us. It was, what, in the fourth minute, I think?
Yeah, fifth minute off a free kick from Megan Rapinoe.
And so 1-0, 60th minute. We'll take a break here. We've got, an hour and 40 minutes to go. We've got a lot of stuff planned still. We're going to get to it all. Take a quick break and come right back.
Radio.com.
Another goal has been scored by Team USA. Celebration in the back studio there.
USA.
Bro, they went crazy.
2-0 right now. 2-0 USA leading France in the 68th minute. There was celebration going on here in Miami Gardens.
Where the whole building went crazy.
2-0. And we haven't had any of the audio up or the television broadcast or anything, but this is obviously the first time that I guess USA is playing against a hostile crowd. Like, this is, 1% USA, 99% France, and they're looking good right now. Came out of the box strong and looking good. 2-0, 69th minute, Team USA.
Nice.
Leading. Well done. Team USA leading France.
Okay, Gronk.
No sports fan can hear the number 69 without blurting out nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like a sports Tourette's thing because of Gronk.
You know what I like? I'll be honest, I haven't seen a lot of interviews with the ladies' team.
Mm-hmm.
They have swag. Out of the roof.
But they're the best, though.
Talking about that. They talk nasty. We're going to win. That's what we do.
But
we
no
win.
One, like, no one, yeah, no one can challenge them. Like, they are the best. Like, there's, when you talk about the inequity in pay, I mean, we had the whole Mickey Sudo thing with the women's division of the competitive eaters. But honestly, the Team USA, the women's soccer team, they are the best at what they do.
And I heard we're talking about that pay equality because I'll be honest, and it's not a popular opinion, but the WNBA, I watch those games, and there's 17 people in the crowd.
Yeah, I you don't like you would never catch me saying, "Hey, you just have to pay someone because they're female."
Yes,
but when the interest level is equal and the play is equal or better, then
they should be up there.
Yes, and absolutely.
And it's been going on, and Rapinoe, she brings it up a lot, and she's been playing out of her mind today. But they had numbers.
She's got
up.
Both goals, by the way, right? She's got both goals, yeah.
They've had numbers up with TV, attendance of the games, and all of that. The women and men are equal. Sometimes the women beat the men. So in that, with the soccer, with the national soccer thing, I'm 100% behind the
absolutely.
Women getting equal pay because they're selling tickets and they're selling the TV deals. WNBA is different. Other sports are different. The soccer, the women are right there with the men.
Looking at Adrian Wojnarowski just to see if anything's going on. The big news today, if you're following, NBA free agency, and it's all going to go down starting at 6 p.m. on Sunday. But Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN reported sources, Golden State is planning to offer all-star Klay Thompson a 5-year $190 million maximum contract when free agency opens Sunday at 6 p.m., which is expected to accelerate the process of GM Bob Myers and Thompson's agent, Greg Lawrence, quickly reaching a formal agreement. So Klay Thompson, we talked about it. Klay Thompson, the Warriors, they'll try to do everything they can to keep it together as much as they can.
Yeah.
If in case, whether KD leaves or not, they're going to play next season without him.
Yes.
So he's injured. So, but if they can keep Steph and Klay, they'll keep Draymond, they'll keep Iguodala.
Until retirement, though. He doesn't have too many years left.
That's tough, though, because if they sign Clay to this deal, they want to keep Kevin Looney as well. And if they were to miraculously to get Durant, they're not going to have money for Iggy right. unless he takes a veteran's minimum.
Boogie Cousins is going to leave. We heard that he might go for a one-year deal with the Knicks, but that'll remain to be seen. You were telling me the list of people that are out. Like, it's, if you think it's just the four or five guys that we're constantly talking about, where it's Kyrie and Jimmy Butler and whatnot, there are a lot of names that you will recognize that are going to be free agents.
Free agents this summer. Durant, Leonard, Irving, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker, Tobias Harris, D'Angelo Russell, Porzingis, he's gonna re-sign with the Mavericks. Chris Middleton opted out. DeMarcus Cousins, Vukovic, Al Horford opted out. Marcus Gasol just re-signed, or he opted back in. Bogdanović, I can't say his name for anything.
You nailed it.
Julius Randle. Julius Randle, Harrison Barnes, Patrick Beverley, Ricky Rubio, Danny Green, Terry Rozier, Marc Gasol. There's just, Robin Lopez. There is a bunch. There is a bunch of them out there.
I mean, you know every name that's on that list. Those are some of those guys, like even like the Al Horfords and whatnot. I mean, these are big time ball players.
He said Al Horford's about to get a max deal.
Yeah.
He about to hit him for 150
yeah.
plus.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is there's teams out there, they've got money to spend, like the Knicks. If they whiff on everything, they've got money to spend.
And who do we talk to that said there's so much money out there that the dumb teams are going to give a Tobias Harris?
I think it was Kurt Heelan yesterday.
And the team that really spends their money correctly can really affect this offseason and be an NBA contender. But teams are going to get so excited spending this money that they're going to give, you know, a second-tier, third-tier MVP, third-tier free agent. They're going to give him more money than he's worth.
Vic Bermudez, our old producer, he texted me that Megan Rapinoe has the last four U.S. goals. Ooh. I mean, she is just tearing up the World Cup. In the 73rd minute right now, USA leading France 2-0. I always like these texts. You know, we always say that you can text the show whenever you feel like it, and sometimes they're with us, sometimes they're not with us. Somebody texts in, Horn Dog. This dude texts all the time, Horn Dog. I needed those laughs, talking about last segment with the take me out to the ball game. Sitting in the Gainesville hospital with my ill father is a reality check. Keep up the good work. I text him back, you know, Greg, glad we could provide, you know, a slight bit of levity. And that's, you know, what we do and we try to do and whatever. But I like that. I like the people that they listen to the show. They know you can check away any worries you have for a few minutes. Laugh with us. It's the whole idea of what we do.
Go two exits towards Ocala from Gainesville, and you'll have Cafe Risque. But one rule, don't eat the potato salad. That's the Cafe Risque rule. The little strip clubs to the side of the highway, don't eat the potato salad.
Cafe Risque used to have a big – is that a goal? That is a goal! Is that going to come back? Yeah, that's coming back. I had a feeling that was coming back. That was fun for a second there, yeah.
Who's off? She's on.
No.
She's on.
No.
It's not even close, Hawk. She's on.
No.
She's off.
She was way ahead of her.
Where's the twirl? We need the replay twirl.
It's the box in soccer. Yeah, I mean, they're not even looking at it, right? Yeah. No, she was offside.
That was Cameroon. They would drop kick her in the back. What are you doing?
Oh, hell's breaking loose. 75th minute, 2-0. For a second there, we thought it was 3-0, but jumped the gun. Yeah, I had a feeling that was coming back. All right, let's take a quick break here on this Friday. Come right back after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alejandro says this song is called Shaky Shaky because it's getting a little shaky shaky for Team USA. France scored a goal while we were in the commercial break there, so it is USA 2, France 1, 82nd minute, and France is on the attack right now too. Little shaky shaky. Went from celebration here in the studios in Miami Gardens to some life for the French team, 2-1, 83rd minute. We're keeping an eye on it. France has a corner kick right now. Feeling a little, you might as well play that shaky shaky because it's a little shaky shaky.
This is in Spanish what we'd call siete minutos de sufrimiento, just 7 minutes of straight suffering now if you're a USA fan.
That's what they used to call it when I would do 7 minutes of heaven in the in high school. They would call it 7 minutos de sufrimiento for whoever had to walk in there with me.
In the closet?
Yeah. 7 minutes in heaven. That's a great story, a little snapshot into the cultural difference between how I grew up and Channing grew up. Because I would tell him, like, 7 minutes in heaven. You can go in the closet with a girl for 7 minutes. By, like, the 6th minute, I might be trying to get in there and get a little peck.
A peck?
And he's like, by the 7th minute, I better be...
I'm trying to jam my shoe under the door to stop them from getting in for what's going on. You blew my mind with that. That was years ago you told me.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, y'all mess around and heavy pet for about 6 minutes.
This dude played 7 minutes in heaven to have actual sex in the closet within 7 minutes.
Back to making out. That's another thing, bro.
If things went perfectly, a little make-out session.
A little making out.
If it went perfectly...
Yeah, we go to this party. I'm gonna kiss somebody for 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
And the night set.
That was the best.
Kiss somebody. Sugar? You're going to this party. You're dressing up to get some sugar?
Never heard of 7 minutes in heaven. We just FaceTime each other naked.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you,
silly.
It's so different. It really is so different. Like the games that we used to play as a kid, and even the whole courting process, if you want to call it courting, but yeah. It was a dance. Like it was not a physical dance, but it was a dance. Like there was a whole thing that had to happen on a million different levels, and it is so different. I don't know what just happened there, Solana. You look surprised, and I saw the ref waving something off.
Right. So there was a cross into the box by France, and it appears to have been a handball,
ooh,
but the referee did not call anything. Now that there's a stoppage, she might do the little TV signal and go check it out. She's saying no. No penalty.
No. And that was emphatic, man.
Ooh, that's a PK.
Hit an elbow.
That's a little pen.
Is that? Wow.
That's a pen.
That was elbow.
Nah, that's arm, papa. That's a handball.
Don't call
in
me
the
that.
Box.
I'm not your daddy. I never make a son like you.
I like when he calls papa. I think it's so cool.
I hate it.
Hey, papa.
Oye, papa.
Oye, papa. 85th minute. USA 2-1 over France.
Y'all go to a party to get some sugar.
If things went perfectly. Get a makeout session, man. That was,
session.
The best.
A makeout session. Then your little man get going, and then what you do? Get in the car with your buddies. All y'all got you rocked up in your drawers.
Yeah, it's just different in my formative years than yours. I know at 12 you were out looking to bang chicks. I just wasn't. I was out playing Spin the Bottle. It was a great game, man.
I was 12. I did.
You were knocking down a bottle.
Charmaine tried to get some action to me, but it was a bunch of sand in her underwear.
That
was the
12. You were like
world.
9. Man.
I was still living in Tampa, so I was 9, 10. I was like, there's sand, huh? That messed my mind up for years.
Ridiculous.
Charmaine. Her brother's Labusi. That's another story another day.
That is another story. Are we going to do, you had mentioned stories, like there's a Reddit thread about, what was it? The story that Crowder told about
Willie Williams
when he went on his recruiting trip. So it's on one of the UF Reddit threads. You were reading it, and then people are sharing their stories about Crowder on it?
Right, yeah. I uploaded the story because I clipped it, and like the amount of comments that people – it blew up on the Gator subreddit.
I would imagine that that's a story that's been bandied about for years anyway,
yeah,
with Florida fans and with UM fans and whatnot. But then everyone – there was a story on the Reddit thread that that Solana had sent to us, which was that someone says they saw you at a party. You have that story?
Yeah, so I clipped together like three of the best ones. There's one where he's like, I was at a random sorority party at the apartment complex across from the back of Sorority Row when Crowder picked up a keg over his head and threw it at a guy. The way he picked it up, my buddy and I assumed it was empty. It was not. I still remember the sound it made when it hit the sidewalk. Then he puts in quotations, the guy got out of the way. I still don't know if he was the target or just happened to be standing there.
Right, because it could be just Crowder showing out.
After that, Crowder left and the party just died down.
Okay.
That usually happens. Now, once I leave, there's no party.
Do you recall that? You recall picking up a full keg over your head and chucking it at someone?
Actually, I was at that party, and it wasn't me that threw it, but a lot of these stories. I left Gainesville in 04, so I'm 15 years removed from Gainesville now. Anything that happened in 03 and 04 that was crazy.
That was you.
Everybody attached it to me now. That was Tori and Charles. I knew who threw it. I was there. I watched him throw it, and it wasn't him. Funny thing, I was like that, the storyteller. I was the same way.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, but an unbelievable save by USA. That wasn't a good save?
I mean, it was a good save. She was in the right spot, but it was kicked right at her hand.
Okay, like, well, I'm looking at it through the prism of if I was in the goal, and I don't think I would have been able to stop that ball.
You would have closed your eyes.
Closed my eyes, would have hit the deck.
She's kicking it!
Hey, look out! Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at it through the prism of me being in the goal. But that looked like it was going to be a goal for France.
I mean, I think the problem here is I was an exceptional goalkeeper in my days.
Okay, so. All right. Exceptional. Yeah,
third team all-day county 2 years in a row.
At the JCC?
Put some respect on my name, Papa.
Third team.
Papa in an angry fashion. I like it.
Third team.
So you're at this party, and there's a something transpires where, by the way, it's at the 89th minute. They're almost at the 90th minute. We'll find out how much stoppage time there is. It's 2-1 right now, USA leading France.
And something happened that upset Torian. And when I saw the keg over his head, I was like, I kind of looked, and I thought he was joking, because it was like there was no big fight that broke out. And you know, then, you know, now he's panicking to get a weapon. It was just a cool party. I think we were in the hot tub. Like, it was out back thing. And it was the swimmers, too. The swimmers had all this crazy money. I don't know where it came from. Their dad, I would assume. But we're out there, and I see the keg go over his head, and I think it's, like you're saying, showing out.
Right. Hey, look, I can bench press this keg.
But then I see it fly, and you hear it hit the ground, and it says, duke him, and it just sticks. And I was like, that keg was not empty. That keg was full. He was throwing it at the dude. You know what? This is...
I feel like it's easy to get out of the way of a keg, though.
Yeah, because it's a long...
It's not a Chinese star.
it's a long warm-up to throw a keg. Yeah, it's not a jab. It's more of an uppercut. But this is the thing. This is honestly, I think...
5 minutes of stoppage time, by the way. 5 minutes of stoppage time.
This is a lesson for people, and I think this is what a lot of people get in trouble for, where when I got to Gainesville and all college guys, that's why I hate fraternities and sororities, because... There's like power in numbers.
Right.
Everybody's soft.
Right. It's the mob mentality.
Yeah, they're all soft. They're all bitches. But then you get 60 bitches together and they become tough.
Squad up.
So then... Squad! Look at y'all.
Squad!
So
squad
then
up.
They want to call you... Your mom's fat. Oh, yeah. Your sister eats candy canes. Or they'll just say these dumb little insults and they think you're going to argue back and forth with them. Me and Torian weren't raised like that. Oh, my mom's fat? And I'll punch you in the mouth.
Right, here's a keg in your head.
Yeah, and that's how it happens. So, yeah, like the argument I've seen a lot of...
You know how you say that's why you hate fraternity guys?
Yes.
That's why I hate athletes, but go ahead.
Oh, you're mad? You don't like me? Well, we got to fight now. Be honest.
All right, I just want to yell at each other. And
that's the thing, to argue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guarantee if I get over there, what's going to happen? Oh, you think you're going to come over here and do something to me?
And y'all will do that for 45 minutes.
Right, your friends will hold you back, my friends will hold me back, and we're good to go.
Cut them loose. Let the dogs fight.
Okay, but don't. No, hold them back.
So I assume that's the keg story. Somebody was doing the whole, I'm going to talk trash to you and let my buddies be upset. And Torian said, what you say to me? Pick the keg up and let it go. But that wasn't me. That was TC.
All right.
But I was at the party, so that person wasn't lying about that.
I'll never forget the stories of Crowder and Crum. I don't know if that's the...
That's my hunting buddy, Brian Crum.
Hunting dogs...
This is a post on Reddit?
Yes, this was on that subreddit. Hunting hogs in the woods with their bare hands. Bare hands. Dude was on another level.
Wait a second. You weren't hunting hogs with your bare hands.
Yeah, and dogs. You run dogs, and then the dogs find the hog scent, and they chase them down. And then hogs are nasty creatures, so they don't run. Like a raccoon runs up a tree. A deer takes off running and tries to outrun you. Hogs turn around and fight. So you send the dogs out in the woods, they find the hog. When they get around the hog, they start barking. You call it baying. Then when you hear the dogs barking, you run up and the hog has his back to like a tree or, you know, a briar patch, and he's fighting the dogs trying to bite him. And then you sneak up behind them and grab their back legs and then tie their legs together and drag them out the woods alive.
Does the hog ever win in the fight against the dogs?
You want to know the true story? We bring a shovel with us in the woods because you have to bury
dogs. You're
going to
lose some dogs.
Yeah, guaranteed.
So the hogs, they're
yeah, they have the big tusks coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've buried probably close to 24 dogs out in the middle of nowhere in the marsh.
Because the hog wins.
You get to the they call it the bay. The dogs don't bark unless they're on a hog. They're around a hog, so they call it the bay because it'll be 10 dogs barking around this big hog. And you get to a bay sometimes, and there's just guts everywhere.
These are trained hog hunting dogs. Like they don't attack the hog. They just alert you that the hog is there and surround them.
What they do is they hate the hogs, and they're Catahoulas and black mouth curs. It's different dogs. They have real good noses. But what they do, and this is how you train a hog dog, which is crazy, but this is the summer. I'll explain it to you. When their puppies are born, you put their pen, the puppy pen, right next to the hog pen. So their whole life, they're looking at these big hogs walking
around. Oh, and you give
around.
The hog, like, a big screen TV, and you give them, like...
It's not jealousy.
So they're jealous. They get jealous, like, they have neither a pillow and...
So this fits...
300 thread count.
The first 9 months
damn
of...
damn hog.
Got the nice
born
thread.
Into it. Golly.
So this fence is stopping these dogs their whole life from biting this hog, getting to this hog, getting to... And they bark at it all day. Arr, 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 arr. Then you cut them in the woods... All they want to do is go find a hog.
Huh.
So they run through the woods for miles. We had a bird called Bird Dog. It was a great dog, one of our best dogs ever. Bird Dog and Sue. They would run for they. We had to put collars on them to find them with a little radar gun because they would run so far away to find a hog, be 2 miles away from you.
That's it. They got one track mind.
All they want to
find
do
me
is
a hog.
Catch a hog and bite a hog and tear him up, and then you get him and tie him up. You can sell them for $200-$300 a piece.
Let's watch the end of the game here. You have the song ready to go. It's at the 95th minute, and it's 5 minutes of stoppage time, so this could...
It's over.
It's not really over yet, because...
It's over.
Well, we've got money on this, so you never say it's over until the whistle blows. It's just, it's such bad form.
This one's in the bag.
I'm going to put you in a bag in a second if you keep saying it's over, because it's not over.
Finito.
And we need USA to win by a goal right now. We need it in regulation. And there you go. Fire off the song, woo! Solana. Team USA, 2-1 victors over France. USA has not lost in the World Cup. Megan Rapinoe, 2 goals today. And there you go.
Dough
goals. Congratulations, Team USA, and to our little gambling syndicate. Let's take a quick break. We've got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.